leading the news this morning. The International Red Cross has declared Syria is now in full-scale civil war and subject to Geneva Conventions. Syria denies that heavy artillery was used in an attack on the village of Tremseh or that it was a massacre. UN observers are continuing to investigate claims that up to 200 people were killed there. A new study has found serious shortfalls in the standard of healthcare for many Australians. Researchers looked at the treatment of more than 1,100 patients. They found more than 40% received substandard care. The Federal Environment Minister Tony Burke says he's open to any proposal to try to prevent further shark attacks in Western Australia. It follows the death of surfer Ben Linden on the weekend, the fifth fatality in 10 months. WA's Fisheries Minister wants to end the protection of great whites if evidence shows their numbers have increased. Japanese troops are airlifting supplies to thousands of flood victims trapped on the southern island of Kyushu. Torrential rain over the past 3 days has triggered landslides and flash flooding, killing at least 24 people. Tens of thousands have been evacuated from several mountainous regions. And wild weather's been causing havoc in Poland's northwest in the form of tornadoes. One huge twister, nearly 1 kilometre wide, ripped through a national park and surrounding villages. More than 100 homes were wrecked, at least one person was killed, and 10 other people injured.